Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Podimation update, probably number 29. So much to update about, except putting on a swift piece of programming, computer crashes, it goes up again, put in the requisite symbols, etc., and it doesn't do anything. And of course, what's happened is that, and the reboot hasn't actually memorized the updates that I've had. Now, the general area that I've gone, I've taken a bit of a rest on it, is these synthetic quizzes where I do a podcast. You don't hear me do their full podcasts, but I do it in a reverse, do the quiz in reverse, and then I go through and label every question, explanation, answer very quickly in Audacity, and that took a little while to get doing. So Audacity is a free open source sound manipulation software that you can use, and you record your podcast, plop it into Audacity, open up a label track, go through, label it, and then there's, oh my god, Father, what are they doing here? Oh, sorry, that's, can't stop people. Okay, I've moved the flagpole, the school's flagpole, so I'm just going for a walk at night. The idea of trying to cram as much possible things in. This is strategic recuperation, sort of getting yourself fit, peak feet, fit condition. It's actually quite depressing to be just doing, rehab all the time. So walking just keeps, it's up your spirits, resets what you're thinking. At the same time, you've got a lot of pressure. You've got to get ready, and you've also got to do the cognitive stuff. Then you can just do cognitive stuff, don't it? But no matter how hard you try, people can sit back and say, oh, look, that's just not good enough. No, that's not good enough. No, that's going to be. So you really have to really hit a few more targets. It's sort of like, shooting a short-range target, but also picking up so the bullet bounces and grazes and does some damages further over the horizon. It takes a bit of what process to do it. So that's why I'm doing a podcast while walking. And one of the things is these synthetic quizzes allow you to construct a lesson and it to be produced in several methodologies and released in several methodologies. I forgot to get that container and audience for that sweet and correct. And now there's that, which is sort of hard to do, and it is absolutely amazing that you come up with new maths or new ideas, and it is literally impossible to push them forward simply because there are these social protocols. You've got to be this and from here and from there. Everything has to be absolutely perfect for you to get the idea across. And if you say, look, I've thought of a new type of mathematics or sort of a new way of doing things, it's an invitation for people not to phone you back up again, to shut down. Life is very busy, and if you're not in the picture of life, you're just out. So there is that aim of just getting the runs on the board, and getting those lessons out and lessons prepared and covering certain areas, and then as you go through things, you realise, people haven't understood this or that. But there's a basic concept, of course, reverse order. Basically, if something's constructed in one direction, you can take it from the other end and reverse order, so you have reduced cognitive load and the branching ratio is reduced. So if you're, say, going from down a family tree, the branches can go anywhere, but if you go from the long lost relative up to the current day, it's a fairly linear route. So the actual route between an option tree getting 2 points are really route dependent. So if you go in reverse, there's less decisions. So this is very much so for how you actually construct a synthetic lesson. You give an explanation. From that explanation, you give a question consistent with that explanation. So that's a lot easier to do rather than sort of push it back. And then from that, you have the answers and couplets, and you have that edited, and there's a whole lot of structure that you can then re-put that into the teaching. So it's an automatic teaching. However, this can also be done when you're reading sections from New Scientist. You read a section from New Scientist, come to an end where it stopped, and when you stop, you go back through the magazine and just say a brief summary of what you've covered. And that can actually go at the front to tell people what's coming up in the sequence. And that's a fairly normal thing to do. Now, what, and this will be a quite past, I then said, normally if I have a file and it's broken up, I, rather than put text in the subsequent files that go in, I put a little plus sign, and it knows if it's got a plus sign, it just adds all the files to the file above it. And thing is, I have a plus sign if it's add the files to above it, but put the file first. So normally if you speak, get interrupted, speak, put in interrupt, you have to actually put those files together in the sequence that they recorded. But in the case of a summary, a post summary which you want to put at the front, you have to alert it to that. Now, what unfortunately happened is that I had this the LabVIEW's playing up a little bit. I don't quite understand. I think it's because I've put this wicked antivirus thing which I want to get rid of, and I'm just trying to pick up, and I don't know, various people are downloading buckets and buckets of stuff from the internet, so my internet is crawling, so it's a bit hard to see, and I've sort of built everything for a very low speed, not incredibly low speed. Now what happens with the incredibly low speed, it gets impatient and just keeps on reloading files to upload, so it's a bit of a disaster to come through. And again, it's hard to say. I don't, like, it's a pretty weird world with its cognitive stuff. So all of a sudden my hearing is improving and not improving. I'm hearing a bit of I can't hear it now, but in very quiet situations I hear this sort of slight, not tinnitus, but slight white noise. This is coming in, but the hearing's actually improved. So I've got low quality speakers and I can now hear the difference of the low quality speakers. And it's a bit difficult when you're doing a podcast and your hearing isn't right. So there's actually a little, whatever it is, around the hearing sections and stuff like that. So that's improving, but as it is improving, it's sort of thinking, oh, God, I'll have to probably get higher quality. At the moment, I've got, if you can believe it, $2 earphones. You can actually buy earphones for $2. That's, quite good, but you listen to it. And so, what happened is that I did get the, post, New Scientist write up, and the system crashed. You know, it didn't. It just said, "Oh, thanks. Right, but not doing it." And you scratch your head. Of course, you get in the next one out, and it's a bit of a scramble. But it's just New Scientist, and you're just putting it up. And I'll get into it to make it a little bit more nifty at the moment. I can't have a fragmented file and a post prescript. So post analysis with a prescript afterwards. I can't do that. So I'll just reprogram that. But what happens is that I've got the software loading and authoring and structuring podcasts. It takes a few minutes, or it takes 20 minutes or so to do some podcasts, and often it doesn't matter, you just give it a batch job and it goes away and you're doing other things, something better. In this case, I could open it up, give it a batch job, open it up, and the code that I had given it, rebuilt it, was lost, and it's one of those insane things. You can sort of lose all your stuff down a rabbit hole, and so it's the things I just really push and hammer myself on, typing speed, and I can't really work out where that's necessarily going. And of course, in typing practice, I'm now typing and putting fuller descriptions of the podcast, sort of a very narrow rehab regime. So that's where the podcasts are up to. In this walk that I'm doing at the moment, I've just done perhaps the biggest hill. I've got some other monster hills to get through, so I just remembered that. But I'll follow on, do some quantum mechanics, and because I think a few people are interested in that, and sort of really hasn't occurred to me the fact that other people would be interested in it, quite honestly. And I might try and do a few quizzes in this rehab walk. You can all imagine that you've got to do all this exercise and pushing yourself, and you can't do it in a vacuum. Well, essentially you are doing it in a vacuum, but podcasting keeps you honest. Thanks a lot for listening. Just a summary, getting up to just adding a little bit more sophistication such that you can splice and dice a podcast of an area where you can actually give a summary of what the podcast is going to be before you launch into it, which is sort of rather gets a lot of way around the produced podcast. And of course, I kind of really, that's not the aim of the game at the moment. You can't produce every listen you give at school. You've got to actually aim to just pick up the bases and go and push ahead. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll get on to some quantum mechanics soon. Podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.